In the sugya in Bamet Tomnim, on Daf Nun Amar Aleph, the sugya of Rav Shimon Dovashena Miskavein with regard to Shabbos, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Nazir. The Mishnah in Nazir is on Daf Mem Beis Amar Aleph. Nazir Chofef Umefasfes Avalos Sorek. Rashi says, Nazir Bechol, we're not talking about Shabbos, Kechol Adam B'Shabbos, just like we have an Isur of Srika on Shabbos, we should have an Isur of Srika in Nazir, because the Isur Tiglachas Nazir. Chofev Siyaro B'Neser V'Chol, Mephasfeis Menapet Siyaro. The Kevan Deinim is coming, he has no kavana to pull out hairs, Mutter. And Rashi goes on to say that that's Reb Shimon, who holds Dovashenim as Kavin as Mutter. Alma, we see the Neser V'chol Zimnin Dieno Meshir. In other words, these two Pu'ulos do not necessarily bring about the Totsah of taking out the Seir. V'lo Domi L'Psik Reisha V'lo Yomus, and therefore it's not a Psik Reisha. V'lo Sorek, Rashi says, V'masrek Devadai Meser. There it's a Psik Reisha. Now, the sugya goes back and forth about these dinim legabi Shabbos, and we pass in halacha that on Shabbos it's asur listrok b'masrik b'Shabbos, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch at the end of Siman Shin Gimel. There's a long tshuva in the Rivash, Siman Shin Sadi Dalit about it. And here we have a kasha of Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger asked his father-in-law, asked his son-in-law in a tshuva which is brought down in the Chasam Sofer Yerideya Simon Kuflam and Tes. My time, or what reason is the Mutta Lisrok as Peos Harush? How could there be a heter with regard to the Isur Baltakif in Peos Harush of Srika? And there are Shitas in Yerideya in Simon Kuf Pei Aleph that the Isur of Hakofas Harosh of Altakif applies even with a scissors, which is Ke'en Tar. You don't need a razor. So in other words, any sort of kli that you use to pull out the hairs of the Peyas Harosh would be a violation of the Isur of Altakif in Ke'en, and therefore that's what Rikivegas Kasha Yesh Lesar B'chol Meni Hakofa. We should prohibit any sort of combing of the hairs of the peos, afil b'masrik. Kinisnan, as we learned in this Mishnah, nazir chofim fasfeis, avalo sorek. That's to the same extent as an isur srika with regard to a nazir. So too, there should be an isur srika with regard to the peos harosh. Let's take out the Rambam in Perek Hei Milchus Nazir Halach Yudalit. The Rambam says, Nazir Chofef Al Sa'aro B'yadov V'chotech B'tziparnov Avalo Yisrok B'masrik V'lo Yachuf Ba'adoma B'nei She Masher Sasaseir Vadai. So with regard to the Isur Srika, in the case of a Nazir, in Perkei Milchus Nazir, the Rambam has a very strange presentation. On the one hand, he says it's Asur, and he says because it's Vadai, he's definitely pulling out hairs from his head. But on the other hand, the Rambam says that he doesn't get Malkus for it. And if you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shinai and Gimel, and take a look here in the Sefer HaMafteach of Frankel, he raises this question, Mimonavshach, if Srika B'Masrek is Tiglachas B'Nazir, if by combing his hair and pulling out hairs, this constitutes a Maisa of Tiglachas, which is one of the Lavim that applies to a Nazir, my time ain't a lokelze. Let's go a step further, and this should be Malkus. Now, Getting back to our Gemara for a minute, here in Shabbos Daf Nun, Rav Shimon holds Dover Shein Miskavi Mutter, and nevertheless, Eino Sorek, and we saw the Rashi here on Nun Amid Beis, Diva Maskal Avol, the Rashi says that this is a Vadai situation that'll rip out hairs. In the case of Srika, we have a Psik Resha, despite the fact that it's Dover Shein Miskavi, and Moder Rav Shimon Psik Resha Lo Yomos. And if you look back on at Rashi on Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis, again, Diva Maskal Avol, Rashi repeats himself. He says, "Divadei Meshir Seir." He's definitely going to pull out the hairs. Umodu Reb Shim Psik Reishim Velo Yomus. Then we saw the Rambam in Perek Hey Mehilchus Nazir that the Rambam also uses that language that Srika B'Masreik is Asur. Why? In the case of a Nazir, Mipnesha Masheres Es Aseir Vadai. So let's put this Shita of Rashi, the interpretation of Rashi and the Rambam on the side for a moment, and let's open up to Tosfos here on Daf Nun Amid Beis, Dibra Maskil Aval. It's a short Tosfos, but Tosfos says the following. Avalo Sorek, Hosa Mefarish Taima, Mishum Dila Hashoras, Nimin Hamidul Dolos Miskave. And Tosfos, quoting the Gemara over there in Nazir, says that he has Kavana. It's not the way we saw it in Rashi and the Rambam, it's a Dover Shein Miskavin of the Psik Resha, but rather Tosus introduces Miskavin here, because he has these various Nimin, and he wants to get rid of them. You know, let's say there are knots or whatever he has, and he wants to rip off those hairs. He's Miskavin. So in other words, according to Tosfos, Sorek is not a psik resha of ripping out hairs. It's miskaven. And if that be the case, it's a maisa avera b'kavana. And in the case of Shabbos, if he would do such a thing, it would be a maisa malacha b'kavana. And Tosfos already presents this approach in Nazir, in Masechet Nazir, based on the Gemara there on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is pretty outspoken about it, that this is a case of miskaven. Lashoras nimin amidu dolos miskaven. So the question is, how does Rashi and the Rambam, how do they square with this Gemara in Masechet Nazir on Daf Mem Beis, where the Gemara is outspoken about the fact that it is miskaven? So we mentioned earlier that there's a Chuvas Harivash in Simon Shin Sadi Dalid, and he, in that Chuva, tries to reconcile Rashi with the Gemara Nazir. And he suggests that which the Gemara says, that Asorik Lahasher Neiman Amidu Dolim is Kavin, it means that he says, "Ein adam sorek el kishieshlo neimin medudolin umemela havi psik resha." So he reinterprets the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean that he has kavana to remove these neimin medudolin, but rather the reason why a person is motivated to do the srika is because he knows he has neimin medudolin, and that itself makes it into a psik resha. And if you take a look in Nazir on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, you'll see the Achronim there in the Sugya, they speak about, you take a look in the Keren Orah, for example, he says, Derech Srikahu Lahafrid Hasa'aros Hetev Zumizu. That when you have hairs that are tangled together, the purpose of the Srika is to separate them, one from the other. And therefore, Memela Havi Psik Resha. That inevitably, he's going to pull out some of the hairs. The Sfasem and other Achronim interpret the Gemara differently. Rabba and Abaye, if you take a look at Rabba Masechta Nazir, he seems to reflect the Shita of Abaye, which is in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Min Aleph, that Rabbi Shimon is matir even a psik resha. So there is one mahalach, which is Abaye at the end of Masechta Shabbos, and it's also Rabbah in that sugya Nozer that we mentioned, that Rabbi Shimon is matir, Dovashayim is kavin even with a psik resha. However, that's not the approach that was accepted, and according to all the other Amoraim all over Shas, we see that Rabbi Shimon is modeh b'psik resha. Now, it would seem as a davar pashut that when Rashi and the Rambam hold that Sorek is definitely meishir sa'aro bevadai, this is not a psik resha on every single act of srika. In other words, you don't say that every single moment, every single, you know, when he takes the masrek and he's sorek, that every single action that he does is definitely going to remove saros. But rather it means the following. Generally speaking, when you do srika sarosh and you brush yourself a number of times, then that is a psik resha. Why? Because if we take the pu'ulos together, singling out any one particular pu'ula of srika, but if we take all the actions that go into making up an entire srika, when he finishes the srika, he's got many different pu'ulos, he brushes himself over and over again, he's definitely, at the end of the day, he's going to be meishir saro. So it's not that you cannot isolate or pinpoint one particular maisa srika and say that there's a psik resha that'll remove a seir on that particular singular maisa srika, but whether we look at the accomplishment of the srika in general, which is composed of many different singular pu'ulos of srika, then we definitely have a hasharas seir. We have a psik resha that he's removing hair, and this is what the Rav used to say in the name of Rav Moshe, that this is a new kind of halacha of psik resha. This is not the typical classical psik resha where we know that in this particular action we can isolate it and pinpoint it and say that the results of this action are certain. And from the get-go, from the start, we can predict that you are going to violate, you're going to achieve this malacha on this particular action. And if you take a look in the Gemara in Nazir, the pashtus is that srika b'masrik is not a psik resha, and if Rashi is saying that srika b'masrik is a psik resha, we saw that in the Rambam as well, then you're going to have to say, I mean, again, you could always say that that there's a machlokas rishonim and metzias here, you know, Tosis and the Pashas of the Sugya Nazir are assuming that srika b'masrik is not a psik resha. It's a question of miskaven. Rashi says it's psik resha. So what are they arguing about? You know, is there a machlokas here, Rashi and Tosas, to whether or not we're definitely sure that he's going to be pulling out a hair? No, the answer is that Rashi also agrees that it's not a psik resha in the classical sense, that I isolate, as we said before, this particular pool and I know up front what's going to be the impact. But rather, Tosas holds that in order to talk about psik resha, you have to identify and isolate the pu'ula and say that this pu'ula has a psik resha in it. And since in the case of masrek and srika, we know that there's no psik resha on any individual pu'ula, then you cannot assume, says Tosas, that that's a psik resha. And therefore, you should be able, according to Tosas, to apply the heter of Rav Shimon of Dovar Sheni Miskaven in the case of Srika, because every individual pu'ula is lacking the element of psik resha. And therefore Tosas has to say that the Iser here of Masrek is b'miskaven. But Rashi and the Rambam, on the other hand, they hold that we can judge all the Maisim together as a conglomerate, as one organism made up of different individual parts, and say that at the end of the day we know that when he finishes the job of being Sorek as Rosho, he will definitely be pulling out hairs. And that itself makes it into a psik resha. And if you look in the Tshuvas HaRivash, I think that this is the conclusion you'll get to. But the question that we want to ask is, why would Rashi and the Rambam accept this principle that in order to set up a psik resha, I don't have to identify and isolate any particular pu'ula, but I look at the sum total, the conglomerate of all the pu'ulos at once. Rashi and the Rambam, according to this interpretation, should agree that there's no psik resha so far as we cannot isolate it and attach a psik resha to any individual pu'ula of the masreik, of the srika. And the answer has to be that Rashi and the Rambam would certainly agree that, let's say, for example, in the case of Nazir, we could apply the same logic in Shabbos, when the Nazir is combing his hair, he's Sorek es Rosho, there's no act of Tiglachas Biyodayim, because every single act individually doesn't have a psik resha. So where's the violation of the Maisa Tiglachas? But the answer is that since if we take, as we said before, the sum total, the conglomerate of together of all the different individual pu'ulos of combing his hair, and we come up with a psik resha that he's definitely going to be removing hair, this is like he's being goreim, he's causing hashara siyar rosho. Call it a groma. And you know, there are many different ways in which it could be goreim hashara seyar. Now, what exactly is the violation here in the case of groma? Bishleim, if you do the maisa yadayim, it's a maisa tiglachas, you violate the lav of tiglachas nazir. But what are you violating if the maisa itself is not a maisa tiglachas, but rather it's a goreim of hashara seyar? So the answer is that in addition to the lav of Tiglachas, with regard to a Nazir, there's also an essay. The Torah says in the Parsha of Nazir, Kadosh Yieh, Gadel Peres HaRosho. He has to grow the hairs on his head. By growing the hairs on his head, he's being Mekayim, his Kedushas Nazir, his Kedushas Nazirus. So the Nazir on the one hand is enjoined from the Maisa Tiglachas as an Avera, as a lav. And if he violates that law, he gets Malkus. On the other hand, he also has a kium of Kadosh Yieh Gadel Peres HaRosho. He has to grow the hair as a kium Kedushas Nazir to create a new state of Nazirus of Kedushas Nazirus. Is if this be the case, let's swing back to the Rambam and the Ha'ara, the Kasha, the Minchas Chinuch on the Rambam Perkei Melchus Nazir, that the Rambam says that in the case of Srika B'Masreik, Im Asa Kein Eino Loka. And the answer is because what he's guilty of in this case of Srikas Rosho is not a violation of a Maisa Tiglachas Nazir, for which would engender Malkus, but rather he's undermining the kium of Kadosh Yieh Gadol Pe'er Saharosho. He doesn't have Gadol Pe'er. He doesn't have the Gidol of the Sahar. He doesn't have the kium Kedusha. But if he doesn't have a Maisa Tiglachas B'Yadayim, and so far as the violation of the Lav is concerned, and all he has is an undermining of the kium essay of Kadosh Yieh, then obviously there's no Malkus. And that would answer the Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. This is the Chiddush of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha. And the Rav wanted to expand that and apply this logic to Shabbos. That even in Shabbos, in the case of Srika, which we said we paskin la'alocha, that there's an Isur Srika, it's not a Maisa Malocha B'Yadayim. He's not violating B'Yadayim, the Isur of pulling out hairs. But rather, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, if you take a look on Daf Kuf Chaf Amid Beis, quote the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hachanami ksivlo sase kovalacha asiya hu diaser hagrama shari." On a Doraisa level, in terms of the violation of lo sase kovalacha, the Gemara limits this to a maisa biyadayim. You do a maisa malacha in an active sense. Grama, if you cause the malacha to be accomplished, that's mutter. So grama on Shabbos is mutter. However, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Dalet, we were looking before in Shin Tzadi Dalet, but if you look at Shin Lamed Dalet earlier, the Rambam writes in Sif Chaf Beis, with regard to Kibui, the malacha of extinguishing a fire on Shabbos, what happens in the case of Gram Kibui? You don't actively put out the fire, but you cause the fire to go out. So we paskin that Gram Kibui, even though it's Grama, is only mutter b'makom pseida. And it would seem that Shalom b'makom pseida, I'll call upon him, there's an Issa D'Rabbanan of Gram Kibui. And one could therefore perhaps extrapolate and derive a universal principle in Shabbos that D'Rabbanan prohibited Gram Malach, where the Torah permits it. And we've seen this over and over again throughout Hilchos Shabbos, that you have cases which are Potter Aval Asur, meaning that technically it's a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, it's a Dov Shein Miskaven, it's a Mekalkel, it's Kelach HaYad, whatever the case may be, but it's part of Avalos of the Rabbanan Asid, and the same is true of Gram on Shabbos, Gram Malacha. If we apply that logic to the Issa Srika, also Lisrok Esayarov, which we saw in the Mechaber, in Shin Saridal, I meant to say Shin Gimel, at the end of Simon Shin Gimel, we're not talking about an Issa Torah in Srika, because as we said, if we isolate each Maisa of Srika, there's no Psik Reisha. The Psik Reisha is only on the entire act of Srika's Haser, Srika's Rosho. Is that would be Grama. It's Gram Hashara Seyar. And that's also B'Shabbos B'Torah and Issa D'Rabbanan of Gram Malecha Shabbos. And if this be the case, then, with regard to Naziris and Shabbos, we could say that there is such an Isur in the case of Naziris because of the Kiyum of Kadoshia, in the case of Shabbos because of the universal Aloch and Hilchos Shabbos, that Grama is Asur. But now let's go back to the Isur Hakafas HaRosh. In the case of Hakafas HaRosh, there is no Isur Derabanan of Gram Hakafa. All we have is the Isra of the Isra Doraisa of Baltakiv, which is Hakofa Biyadayim in an active way. When you comb your hair in the Peyas HaRosh, you're not actively violating Bekum Vase Biyadayim, Hakofas Biyadayim. Ella what, you're left with Gram Hakofa, because in the sum total, you know that you're going to be ripping hairs out. There is no Isra Drabonin to that effect. And therefore, it's mutter to be Sorek Pa'as HaRosh. And that would answer the kasha of Rabbi Kivega that was asked to the Chassam Sofer. That's a beautiful shtickl Torah. The Mishnah Berurah, by the way, in Shin Gimel Pei Vav, quotes the Yeshuas Yaakov of Yaakov Orenstein, who writes, Ra'isi anoshim ekilum lisrok rosham b'shabes, ukim'at nasa hadavar keheter etzlam. And the Yeshuas Yaakov is really upset about the fact that people are very lax and lenient about combing their hair on Shabbos. And it became a heter in their eyes. V'yavoy le'inayim shekach ro'os. How terrible it is that our eyes, you know, observe such a terrible thing, that they're over in b'shach nefesh, l'chal Shabbos b'yodayim. However, if you take a look in other Sfarim, for example, the Marasham, his name is Berjan, in his Sefer called Das Torah, he says, Ein limchos bibnos Yisrael ha'over salkach, ki havi grama, fi isur d'rabbona bi'almo, mutav shiv shogi vayu mezidin. But in any event, it's clear from the Marasham that he understood that in the worst case scenario, combing the hair on Shabbos is only an Issa Drabbanan. Again, that's nothing to sneeze about, but we can apply with regard to an Issa Drabbanan b'shogeg the principle of mutav shiyushogeg it. Instead of telling them, you know, and warning them about how terrible a thing they do, we can let them go by. Now, in the contemporary world that we live in hospitals, they have a tendency, when it comes to very highly contagious diseases that are very severe, they burn all the objects of the chola because they're worried about contagion. Now, what about the case of a chola and he brings his tefillin to the hospital and he knows full well that afterwards the hospital staff will burn his tefillin, and that's a violation, of course, of Mechikas Hashem, and it's also burning Tashmishi Kedusha. There are a number of different terrible Isurim involved there. And if you take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chaf Amid Beis, the language of the Gemara is Haresha Yashem Kosav Al Basar and Izdan Lo Tefillah Shal Mitzvah. Reb Yossi Omer Liolam Yored Vitovil Kedarko Ubilvad Shalo Yishavshef. And Reb Yossi allows the Mechikas Hashem that's going to happen as a result of a Tefillah Shal Mitzvah when he goes down into the water, as long as he doesn't do anything active to erase the name that's written on his body. And the Gemara says that the heter is Shani Hosam, the Omer Krov, Avadetem Eshmam, Min Amokam Ahulo Tasim, Kem Lashem, Elokechem, Asiyahu Dioser, Hagram Ashari. That since by going down into the water, he's not actively erasing, obliterating the name of Hashem, but rather it's through Grama indirect, is therefore the Torah says Vavadetem Eshmam only active Asiyahu Dios, but Grom is Mutter. And the Gemara says that the Chachamim, the Rabbanan, disagree with Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara says Hainu Taima. The reason for that is because Sfirle did Tefila Bizman Alav Mitzvah He V'ein Lahatir. In other words, the Machlokas Shrin Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim revolves around the status of Tefillah Bizmana. If Tefillah Bizmana is considered a mitzvah or it's not considered a mitzvah. But it would seem that if not for the status of Tefillah Bizmana mitzvah according to Rabbi Yossi, we would not allow even a gram Mechikas Hashem. So it's only Mutar B'Makom Mitzvah. So let's get back to the case of Tefillin. Tefillin, insofar as he realizes the hospital staff is going to burn the tefillin, and it'll be a violation of Avadetem Eshmam, but it's only Al Yidei Grama. So the question is, can we allow a violation of Mechikas Hashem Al Yidei Grama? And l'chora, the answer is that you need Makom Mitzvah. Even the Chachamim would agree Makom Mitzvah. The Chachamim disagree in the case of Mechikas Hashem in Tefillah, because the old Tefillah is not allowed Mitzvah. In the case of tefillin, where we allow the chola to bring his tefillin to the hospital because he's going to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, so it's clearly a case of b'makom mitzvah, and gram mechikas Hashem b'makom mitzvah is mutter, even according to the Chachamim. And that's room to allow bringing your tefillin, if the chola bring your tefillin, knowing full well that they'll burn all his possessions, including the tefillin. However, on second thought, when we think about Mechikas Hashem, and of course that's a violation of the law of Losas and Kein Lashem Elokechem, there may be another Iser involved. Because the Torah says, Yiras Hashem Anichbot Vanora, there's a Chiyuv, an essay, and an Iser essay is derived from the Pasuk of Liyiras Hashem Anichbot Vanora. And if you look in the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Milchus Shvuos, he writes, "Velo Shvuah Lashov Bilvad Asura." El afil lahazkir shemen ha-shemos ha-myuchadim levatola osur. And when the Rambam wants to establish that in addition to a shvua shav, there's an iser of hazkaras ha-shem levatola, he says, Hare ha-kosuv mitzava v'yomer liyuras ha-shem ha-nichbad v'anora. U'bechlal yir oso shalo yazkiro levatola. So the Rambam says, in addition to the Isur of Shvua Shav, there is also an Isur of Hazkaras Hashem Levatola. And that Isur of Hazkaras Hashem Levatola is derived from the Pasuk of Liyira Es Hashem Anichbad Vanora. In the case of Mechikas Hashem, one could argue that in addition to the lav, the violation of Havadat HaMishmam, Lo Sasun Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem, there is also a violation of the Isur Aseh of Liyuras Hashem HaNichbad V'Hanora. Now, let's see the fundamental difference between violating the lav of Lo Sasun Kein L'Hashem in the case of destroying the shame, and the violation of the essay of Liyuras Hashem HaNichbad. And let's go back to our discussion about Srika in Nazir. We said that with regard to the lav of Srika of Tiglachas Nazir as a Maisa B'Yadayim, we say in the case of Groma, there's no violation of the lav. But nevertheless, the Rambam prohibits Srika Seir of a Nazir under the essay of Kadosh Yia, if that's the interpretation of Moshe Soloveitchik. In other words, Groma is only a matir on a lav, a violation of a lav which requires a Maisi V'Yadai B'Kumva Seir. The Heter of Groma, although it works for a lav, would not work for an essay of Kadosh Yia. Because even if it's Groma, at the end of the day, he's undermining the Kiyum essay. And if that be the case, when we come back to the case of Mechikas Hashem, the heter of Groma, like for example, according to Rabbi Yossi, when he goes down to the mikvah and he has the shame on his body, which is going to be erased, or as we apply it to the case of the hospital where the tefillin will be burnt, that would be helpful and meaningful as far as the lav lo sasun kein l'Hashem l'kecha. But as far as the essay of Liyuras Hashem HaNichbad, you cannot say that he was Mekayim that mitzvah's essay. And just like in the case of Tiglachas of a Nazir, we said that if he's Megaleach al Yidei Groma, he violates the essay of Kadosh Yia, and the fact that he was only Gorem, it doesn't make any difference. And the Gemara's Heter of Tvila L'Shem Mitzvah of Groma B'Mechikas Hashem will only apply to the Avera of Lo Sasun Kein L'Hashem Elokechem. And why isn't the Gemara afraid, why isn't it concerned about the essay of Liyuras Hashem HaNichbad? And that's going to be very relevant to our case of the tefillin, because you're going to tell me that L'Shem Mitzvah can wear the tefillin even though he's being Gorei Mechiko, because the hospital staff is going to burn his tefillin. But that chiluk, that distinction between Kumva Seh, B'Yadayim, as opposed to Grama, doesn't seem to help us with regard to the Kiyum essay of Liras Hashem Elokeichem. And in order to reconcile this entire approach to explain the Rambam in the Zirus, based on the distinction between the Losas and the essay, that Groma is a mitigating factor with regard to the Losas, but the essay of Kadosh Yia he still undermines through Srika, and that's the Rambam in Hilchas Nezirus. How do we reconcile that with the Sugya in Shabbos Kufchaf that allows Tvila and Mechikas Hashem, because it was done al Yidei Groma, he doesn't actively obliterate the name of Hashem? What about the undermining of the essay of Liyuras Hashem HaNichbad V'Hanora, which should apply even though, despite the fact that he's only being Goreim the Mechikas Hashem? And then we'll come back again to our question about tefillin in the hospital. But perhaps what we have to say is the following. That in the sugya in Shabbos Kufchaf, Hareisha Hayashem Kosev al Basaro, there is no issue at all of Liras Hashem Anichbad. Why? Because if the name of Hashem was written al Basaro, that itself constitutes a disgrace, a bizui of the shame. There's no kiyum of Liras Hashem Anichbad with the shame Hashem. If you have a shame written on klaf, then the shame anichbad has to be honored, and that's a kiyum of yira and kavod for the shame Hashem. But in the case where the shame is written al basaro, the shame itself, the heft of the shame, is already mufka, it's already excluded from the kiyum of liras Hashem. It's b'makom bizui, it's a bizui of the shame. So the fact that he's erasing the shame, although technically it's a shame as far as the lav of lo sasum kein l'Hashem el keichem, when you obliterate the shame, but there's no removal, or shall we say, negation of the kiyum essay of liras Hashem, because there is no kiyum of liras Hashem in the shame. The shame is in a state of bizoyim. And therefore, if there's no Tosefes Bittel Esse in Mechikas Hashem, in this case where the shame is written on Besaro, the Gemara only judges the question of going down into the Mikvah L'Shem Mitzvah from the perspective of the violation of the Lav L'Osas and Kein L'Hashem L'Keichem. There's no essay at all. And if that be the case, when we come back to the question of a Chole in the base HaCholim in the hospital, and he's bringing his tefillin, the tefillin have the shemos of Hashem written on the cloth. There's no bizoyin in the tefillin of the shame, and therefore the shame itself comes under not only the lav losasin came with regard to obliteration of the shame, but also comes under the kiyum essay of liras Hashem anichbad, and that by burning the tefillin you undermine that kiyum of liras Hashem. So we have to wonder, we have to worry about the fact that you're being goreim the mechikas Hashem. By bringing your tefillin to the hospital, there's a grum of mechikas Hashem, and that would be a bittel essay of liras Hashem anichbad vanora. And if that be the case, in the parallel case in tefillin, a nazir of srikas haseir, which we said, although, as far as the lav of tiklachas nazir, he can circumvent the violation of the law, since there's no secretion on each individual sayar. So it's only an issue of grama. But on the other hand, we're not going to allow the nazir to be sorek. He doesn't get malchus of violating the law, but he's prohibited from doing the srika because he undermines the essay of Kadosh Yiyah. And in the case of the essay, there's no distinction between Maisa B'Yadayim and Grama, because at the end of the day, he's undermining the kiyum of Kadosh Yiyah. Here too, in the case of Tefillin, through Grama, he's undermining the kiyum of Liras Hashem. And it would seem to me that perhaps there are two categories of Grama. There's a Grama B'Kumvaseh, no, it's the Kumvaseh, the Maisa B'Yadayim creates a Grama, and there is a grama which is not related to his maisa v'yadayim. When a man brings his tefillin to the hospital, despite the knowledge, you know, the clarity and the certainty of the fact that the tefillin will be burnt, if you assume so, in the case of a contagious disease, and the hospital, you know, the patient in the hospital, but nevertheless, it's impossible to define the character, the nature of the maisa of putting on tefillin in the hospital as an act of mechikas Hashem. You know, bringing the tefillin to the hospital and wearing the tefillin, etc., the part of the chol, is not in any way a maisa that sets up a gram mechikas Hashem and a bizoyon to the shame, undermining the liras Hashem. Masha'en came in the case of srika, the act of srika, insofar as he's accomplishing srikas seir al rosho, he's being sorikas rosho, and we take the srikas rosho as a conglomerate of many different pu'ulos of srika, individual pu'ulos, there you could say that there's a gram undermining of Kodesh Hashem, of the kiyum of Kodesh Hashem in the Kodesh Yiyah, in his action. It's inherent in his action. In other words, we could define the character of the action as a gram hafka undermining the kiyum of Kodesh Yieh Gadel's, etc. He's not growing his hair. On the contrary, he's pulling out his hairs. So there's, albeit a grama, but nevertheless, it's a grama b'kuvah aseh. In other words, you can pinpoint a maisa and say that this maisa is asur because that, the nature of this maisa, it's a gram bitul kiyum of Kodesh Yieh. In the case of bringing tefillin to the hospital, is very far removed. And I would add another dimension here, that the sreifa is being done by the goy. Now, you have to know in Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, where the Machikas Hashem, insofar as it undermines the kiyum of liyuras Hashem anich, but applies to a goy. Again, we'd have to research that. My gut, my intuition would say that it does apply to a goy. But even if it doesn't, the goy is responsible for this mice. I don't know if there's such a thing as grama, when at the end of the day, someone else is doing the maisa. And this, of course, reminds us of the first Reb Chaim in Sefer about Kiddush Hashem. If, let's say, the guy, you know, forces you to stand in such a place where he, the guy, will throw you down onto the baby, and the maisa ritzich will be done by the guy, where in such a case, we wouldn't even call it gram ritzicha. You know, when you're an Evan, you're a stone in the Yad of the Zorek, like allow yourself to be thrown by the guy on the Tinoch, and the weight of your body will crush the baby to death. There, you're only an Evan, says Reb Chaim. We cannot in any way consider this Maisa as your Maisa, and that's because the Maisa relates to another Gavra. Of course, in the case of Ruach, where we have the Halacha of Isha Mishum Chitzov, there, if you place yourself on the top of the roof and now the wind is going to blow you over, that ultimate ritzicha could be related to you because the ruach is not a gavra. It's not the ruach is not capable of a chalushay maisa. So the maisa ritzicha is yours rather than that of the ruach. But in the case where the guy is doing the maisa ritzicha, your action is not considered, even though you put yourself in a place where he'll be zorik you as an evan, it's not a maisa of gram ritzicha at all. There is a rotzeach and he does the maisa. The same thing here in the case of the guy who's going to burn the tefillin. You are in no way doing an action that could even be considered and qualified as a gram sreifas Hashem mechikas Hashem. Rabosai, we still have a few minutes left, and what I'd like to do is at least introduce a discussion with you about Meleches Hotzah. And I want to call your attention to Tosfos at the beginning of Meseches Shabbos, Dibur HaMaschil, Shvuas Shtayim. So if you have Daf Beis Amud Aleph and you count up three lines from the bottom, Tosfos says the following: Vim Toimar V'Gabi Shabbos Amai Ketoni Shtayim Shehein Arba V'Su Lo Lisni Nami Moshit U'Mavir M'Shusayoch L'Shusayochid Derech R'Shusarabim D'Chayof. He quotes the sugi in Perek HaZorek of Tzadi Vovam in Beis. V'zorek m'shusayoch l'shusarab m'shusarab l'shusayochit. Now, the question I want to raise with you is, Tosfos is bothered by the fact that in the Mishnah in Shabbos, there's no mention of Moshit and Mavir Mishusayol Shusayol Derech Mishusarabit. Is it possible, before we see the Teretz of Tosfos, that we can answer this question in a very simple way? Let's open up the Rambam to Meleches Hotzah, which is in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Ches. The Rambam writes that both Hotzah and Hachnosah, whether we're taking it out of Rishus Sayyachin into Rishus Rabim or the reverse, bringing it in from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Sayyachin, Travayu, both of them are avos. That's the Rambam in Halacha Ches. If you fast forward to Halacha Yud, the Rambam paskins that Zorek and Moshit are toldos. If that be the case, then I think there's a simple answer to Tosas Kasha. The Tana is interested only in Avos and not in Toldos. So Tosas wants to ask that Moshit should be mentioned in the Mishnah. The answer is that Moshit is a Tolda, and the Mishnah doesn't mention Toldos. The problem is, why did Tosas then ask the Kasha? And the answer to that could be that Tosas holds that Hachnasa is a Tolda. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam says that both Hotzah and Hachnasah, no matter which direction you're going in, Shesaram to Shesayachin or the reverse, it's always considered an Av. But Tosas disagrees. He holds that Hachnasah is a Tolda. And insofar as Hachnasah is a Tolda is concerned, you see the Mishnah is already interested in listing not only Avos but Toldos, because Hachnasah appears in this Mishnah. You have the case of the Oni and the Balabayas. Is if that be the case, Tosa wants to know, Lashitosim, if the Mishnah is already listing Achnosa as a Tolda, why doesn't it list the other Toldos? As, for example, the case of Moshit, the Rambam could have a very smooth understanding of the Mishnah, in which the Mishnah is limited to Avos, because both Achnosa and Hotzah are Avos according to Shitza Rambam. Toldos, for example, Moshit are not listed, Zorik is not listed, and the Mishnah is very consistent. Now, the only problem that we should mention here is that there is a shita of the Achnosa as a Tolda in the sugya, Lehedja. If you take a look in the sugya on Daf Tzadi Vavam and Beis, it seems to be quite explicit that Achnosa is a Tolda. And if that be the case, then the Rambam would still have to admit that the Mishnah is Shver, at least according to that Shita, which also seems to be the Shita of Rava, here on Daf Beis Amid Beis, that Achnosa is a Tolda. If Achnosa is a Tolda, and the Mishnah is already listing Toldos, then consistently the Mishnah should have mentioned Moshit as well. So although La Halacha, the Rambam Paskin is not like Rava, and not like the Pashas of the Sugya on Daf Tzadi Vav Amid Beis, that Achnosa is a Tolda, Rambam upgrades Hachnosa to an Av, but nevertheless the Kashitosis is still difficult on those Shitas in the Gemara that Hachnosa is a Tolda. The Mishnah is not being consistent. Let's take a look at Tosas' answer. There's a line and a half above the end of Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Tosas Yesh Lomar Delo Ketani El Hachnosa Didamya. There's a Girsa Legamre Lehotzah. Hachnosa is completely similar to Hotzah. Shumir Shusa Yochil Shusa Rabim Lafuki Moshit Umavir Shumir Shusa Yochil Shusa Yochil Zrika Nami Lodamil Lima Hotzah Shezeba Holocha Biyad Vizeb Zrika. So Tosa says the following, that even though if you're looking at the Mishnah from the perspective of Avos, as opposed to Toldos, the Mishnah is excluding Toldos, you're not going to come up with any sort of consistent definition of the Av Malacha here, because you've already introduced the Tolda, and therefore, if you're Lashitascha, if the Mishnah is introducing Toldos, then why not go as far as introducing Moshit, etc. But nevertheless, there's some sort of logical or conceptual consistency here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is interested in listing an Iser Hotzah, which is Mirshus Lirshus, from one Rishus to another Rishus. Let's call it Chilufei Rishuyos. And both in the case of Hotzah, which is the Av, and even in the case of Achnasa, the Tolda, we have here a Chiluf Rishuyos, from Rishus to Rishus, from Rishus Ayot to Rishus Arabin, and back and forth. In the case of Moshit, however, the Malach of Moshit is very unique in that the object is being passed from Rishus Ayochid to a Rishus Ayochid. So there's no Chiluf Rishuyos, Rishus Ayot to Rishus Ayochid, and that's the power of Moshit. And this is not similar to the paradigm of Melech Sotso, which is Chiluf Rishuyos. And if you look on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in Tosas Divrei Maskil Basosa, Tosas quotes Yerushalmi that in addition to the general requirements and conditions of Meleches Moshit, Tosas adds in the name of Yerushalmi another condition, and that is when you Moshit, someone else is receiving the amud, the keresh that you're passing on. And that's something that's unique to Meleches Moshet. So you see that Moshet comes under a category of its own. It really doesn't fit into the general pattern of Meleches Otzah. And the Mishnah here at the beginning of Shabbos is interested in defining Meleches Otzah in its paradigm, classical form, namely Chiluf Rishuyos. But so far so good, except for the fact that Tosus adds in his Kasha here, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Tosus that we read before, not only Moshet, he adds the case of Mavir. And the case of Mavir is Mirshusayochid Derech Rishusarabit, meaning he made the Akirin Rishusayochid, carried it through a Rishusarabim, and he made the Anocha in another Rishusayochid. And we could really analyze what is the kishkis, what is the essence of this malacha of Mavir Rishusayochid Rishusayochid Derech Rishusarabim. How do we define it? Now, this case of Mavir has to be different than Moshet. What defines Mavir is different than Moshet? And you can answer this in two ways, and they're both correct. Number one, Moshet requires Duta Achas, and number two, it requires Miyad Liyad, as we saw in Tosfos Daf Gimel, the name of the Yerushalmi. Mashenken, in the case of Mavir, it's not Duta Achas, and it's not Miyad Liyad. And therefore we see clearly that it's a malach unto itself. It's not Moshet. But what is it? Why is he chayev? And there is a controversy, a fundamental machlokas here amongst the Rishonim about what is the nature of this chiyuv. If you look in the sugya of Mavir, Mishusayach, Mishusayach, Derech Shusarabim, in Erevin, Daf Lamed Gimel, the Gemara says, Vaha Iboy Maisila Derech Olav, Kisharab Makatvin Olav. In other words, the Gemara assumes that you can't move this Erev from one Mishusayach to another Derech Shusarabim, and Rashi explains that he's Chayiv in that case Mishum Moshet. And Tosa says, that Nira Delav Moshet Hu. We're not talking about Moshet here, but we're talking about Mavir as a Erev, Rachok Chutz LeDalad Amos, V'chayev Afilu Zeh Keneged Zeh. It's the opposite direction, it's not due to Achas. K'neisa Bazor Kam Rav Lozar Motzi Masli L'mala Me'asor Chayev, Shkein Masa B'nei Kas, U'mokam Akiros Anocha Rishusa Yochid. In other words, Tosus is saying that we're not talking about Moshet here in the Sugyan Erevin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. In other words, the Tnai, the precondition for being Chayev in the case of Mavir Derech Rishusarabim is that there was Avaris Dalet Amos in Rishusarabim. And there's a fundamental difference, therefore, says Tosus, between Moshet and Mavir. Moshet, the Chayev is even in a case where he's only Mavir Derech Rishusarabim B'kol Shehu. He doesn't have to go through a Dalet Amos Rishusarabim. And therefore, in the case of Moshet, you need what's called Derech Hoshota, you need Yuta Achas. There's no Chiyuv of Mavir Dalet Amos Rishusarabim. Mashenkin, in the case of Mavir Rishusayoch Rishusayoch and Derech Rishusarabim, the Chiyuv is for the Avaris Dalet Amos Rishusarabim. Again, it's not a classical case of Mavir Dalet Amos Rishusarabim so far as there's no Akira and Anochi in Rishusarabim. The Akira was in Rishusayochid, and the Anocha was in Rishusayochid. But since he was Mavir Dalet Amos in the middle in Rishusarabim, therefore he's Chayev. So again, this one approach in the Rishonim, and that's certainly Tosus Shita in Masechta Erevin, that Mavir Rishusayog, Rishusayog, Derech Rishusarabim, and the Machayev is the Havara, Dalet Amos, and Rishusarabim. If you look at the Rashba, on the other hand, in Erevin, in that same Sugya, after quoting Tosus, the Rashba drops the ball on Dalet Amos, Rishusarabim. It seems that according to the Rashba, the difference between Mavir and Moshet is that Moshet has to be Derech Hoshata, Mishus Lishus. And there's certain dinim, you know, unique conditions like Duta Achas, and biad liad, mavir derech sarabim is basically identical to Moshe, except it's lacking these conditions of diuta achas and biad liad. Meaning the chiyuv is, as long as you pass through a rishus harabim, you chayv for mavir rishus yochid, rishus yochid, you started with one rishus yochid, you ended up with another rishus yochid, even if it's connected to rochav rishus harabim, you chayv midin. Midin, Rishus HaYochid, Mav Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, even though you didn't carry it for Amos in Rishus HaRabim. In other words, according to Tosfos, there's no relationship whatsoever between Mavir, Derech Rishus HaRabim, and Moshit. Because basically the essential Chiyuv, the Mechayev of Mavir, Derech Rishus HaRabim, is Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. Just like there's a chiyuv of Mavir Rishus HaRabim when the Akiyun HaNoch is Rishus HaRabim itself, so too is a chiyuv of Mavir Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim when it's Derech Rishus HaRabim, the Akiyun HaNoch is in Rishus HaYochid. And that's a chiyuv for being Mavir through Gimel Rishuyos. The Akiyun HaNoch is Rishus HaYochid here, and Avora is in Rishus HaRabim here, and back to Rishus HaYochid. There are three Rishuyos here. The Avora of Dalet Amos in the middle, according to Shitas HaTosfos, is essential. It's the Mechayev itself in Mavir Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. And if you look in Rabbi Kveger, in Drush V'Chidush, hey, he seems to assume so. But according to the Rashba, on the other hand, the Chiyuv here is Midin Moshit. And basically, it's Chayev HaAvarim Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, as in the case of Moshit, you just need a Rishus HaRabim in the middle. But that Rishus HaRabim is not a Mavir Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. It's not Mavir Dalet Amos in the case of Moshe, and it's not Mavir Dalet Amos in the case of Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. And there's a fundamental nafgamina going to the Rashba between Mavir and Moshe, as far as different conditions are concerned, whereas Moshe requires Derech Hoshata, and it's got to be Duta Acha, it's got to be Miad Yad, the whole bit. Those are already details, but fundamentally, the chiyuv is the same. It's Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. And the Rishus HaRabim here is just Derech Havara B'Alma. Even a Kol Shehu. It does, there's no, even if it's Rochav Rishus HaRabim, it's Chayiv. But you don't need Havara's Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. Just like in Moshe, you don't need Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. And therefore it would seem that basically Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, is only another form of an Iser Moshit. Just like in Moshit, Rishus HaRabim is not an essential part of the Malacha, it just sets up the Moshit. So to hear, in the Mavir Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, he goes from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, the Derech Rishus HaRabim is just to set up a kind of a Moshit, but it's not the Rishus HaRabim here, and the Avar Rishus HaRabim is the Ikar HaMachayev. It's just that there should be a hefsek between one rishus and another rishus. From rishus HaYochid A to rishus HaYochid B, the hefsek is that there's a rishus HaRabim in the middle. But you don't need a shear of Dalet Amos and Avora in this case of Mavir, just like you don't need Dalet Amos in the case of Moshit. And there would be a fundamental nafgamina between Tosfos and the Rashba. For example, let's say he was Mavir rishus HaYochid, there's rishus HaRabim, and he comes back to the first rishus HaYochid. He does the Anocha in the same rishus HaYochid that he started from, that the original Akira was from. According to Tosfos, since he carried it Dalet Amos rishus HaRabim, which is the kishkas, the essence of the Mechayev, he'd be Chayev. And it doesn't matter. He needs an Akira and an Anocha rishus HaYochid. Those are technical, let's say, secondary issues to set up the chiyuv, but the main chiyuv and the mechayev itself is the Avaras Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. So the Avaras Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim is the cheftz of the isura, the essence of the isur. And it matters not that he came back to the original Rishus HaYochid. This is not true according to the Rashba, because the Rashba equates Mavir Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim with Moshit, and therefore it's absolutely critical that he does the Hanukha in a second Rishus HaYochid, a different Rishus HaYochid itself. And if you come back to our Tosfos that we started with on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and Tosfos wants to know why did the Mishnah omit Mavir Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, it would seem that from the fact that Tosfos didn't ask the question about Mavir Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, he understood, like the Rashba in Erevin, that Maver Seyot Shesiyot Derek Shesiram is primarily an Iser Moshit, he starts with the question why the Mishnah left out Moshit, and then he asks on another, the same identical question with another form of Moshit, namely, Mavir Mirshusayot Mirshusayot Derek Mirshusayot, meaning Tosas never had a problem with Mavir Dalanamis Shesiram. That's not Hotzah of Rishus Lirshus. Moshit is Hotzah Mirshus Lirshus, because as we said in the Rashba, he started with one Rishus, he ended up in a different Rishus, even though they're both Rishusayachids, and so too in the case of Mavir Derech Rishus Arabim, where again there was no Dalet Amis, but it was Derech Rishus Arabim, Havara Derech Rishus Arabim. The Rishus Arabim here is just a mafsik in the middle from one Rishus Ayachid to the other Rishus Ayachid. Is Tosis is talking about Mavir. Tosis is not interested in Mavir Dalet Amis Rishus Arabim. That was never a question in Tosis' mind, because that doesn't have any similarity to Melechus Hotzah in its classical form. Whereas Moshit is to some extent chilufei rishuyos. Again, it's not rishus arab, rishus ayachid. It's always in rishus ayachid, but nevertheless, it's from one rishus ayachid to another rishus ayachid. It's somewhat similar to Tosah, justifying the kash of Tosis. Tosin, his answer says it's not similar to Tosah, and Tosis adds mavir rishus ayachid, rishus ayachid derech rishus arabim, because that too is a subcategory and extension of Moshit. And the machayev is to the machayev of the malach is to take it from one rishus ayachid to the other rishus ayachid. That makes it similar to otzah and achnasa, because it's a chilufei rishuyos. But if you would take the approach of Tosus and Erevin against the Rashba, that my rishus ayachid derech rishus arab is really the machayev and the essence of the malacha is havar stalanamis b'shus arabim, then Tosu would have never had a kashi. It's not at all dumya the maleches hotza. Okay, we'll stop here.